Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. In this episode, we're going to talk about the challenges related to opening a new market in China. Today, we have two important guests joining us. Our expert manager, Carlo Bruno. Good morning, Carlo.
Hello, good morning, Julia.
And Mr. Kong Zhao, representing Wang Kong Equipment. Mr. Kong Zhao, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hello, everyone. Hello, thank you, Julia.
So, guys, just to give you a bit of an historical background, Pollution was founded in 1991. The first employees started working in Pollution because they understood that the future would be in the environmental world. And looking at what is happening today, that turned out to be the right choice. Much of our success is partly the result of the market that we opened in China. And let me say this, guys, it wasn't easy at all, and our path to success was full of difficulties. Nevertheless, our luck was meeting a Chinese partner who was prepared, mature, and aware of the fact that something had to be done for our environment and for the health of the population. So, Carlo, how did you guys meet?
Yes, sure. I still remember very clearly the first day we met. We had already exchanged a few emails before we met in person for the first time. It all happened in Germany while we were attending the analytical fair in Munich back in 2014. I met a delegation of our Chinese partner, Wang Kong Equipment. Their headquarters are in the beautiful city of Qingdao, where there is also the factory of an excellent beer exported all over the world. And I was there during our first meeting during Analytica. There were Ms. Kelly Su, Mr. Cao, the owner of the company, and some technical engineers. The spark immediately took off, and the feeling was that things would go well. It was a long time ago. But I remember, Kong, you weren't yet a member of the team, were you?
Yes, Carl, you are right. In fact, I was not yet in the Hong Kong team because I was in Canada, where I was finishing my economic studies. And shortly after, I returned back to China, bringing with me all the knowledge I had acquired over the years I had lived and studied abroad.
Kong, what is your role today, then?
Now I can say I'm in charge of the international business. So I'm the bridge between our engineers, colleagues, and also our suppliers.
Oh, I see. That's very interesting. How would you describe Pollution Analytical Equipment?
I have to say Pollution is extremely reliable yet innovative and a state-of-the-art company. I really appreciate their work very much. The people are all very...
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys so much. And the people are very professional and kind. They all give me quick support. I first met Carlo when he came to visit us more than 5 or 6 years ago. And since then, we have seen each other at least twice per year. Ours is a great collaboration and a wonderful adventure. But things were not so simple at the beginning. We worked a lot together with great synergy, and the support of the Pollution Analytical Equipment was fundamental.
Kong, thank you very much for your kind words. Carlo, in your opinion, which one of our products is the most appealing to the Chinese market today?
Thank you very much, Julia, for this question. Honestly, I believe it is the Polaris FID, an instrument used to measure the concentration of TOC, total organic carbon, also called THC, total hydrocarbons in US, used to measure the exhaust gases of industrial chimney. Do you agree with me, Kong?
Yeah, I can confirm that. It is not just as it was back then. I still remember during the first 3 years of cooperation with Pollution, my colleagues did more than 1,000 on-site tests with different customers in different cities using the Polaris FID. In the beginning, of course, we had a lot of questions about the unit where we were carrying out the tests. I remember clearly during that period of time, I used to send many emails to Carlo and the pollution engineers.
Listen, Kong, not many emails, but tons of emails.
Thousands.
Yes, every day. Every day. Actually, I counted the number, and every year I sent you about 700 emails every year. So I have to say, we always got the support we need on time. So thank you so much. This is an important experience for me and also for the cooperation between Huangkong and the pollution company.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much for your nice word, Kong. But speaking of industrial chimneys, that was the first thing I saw many years ago during my first trip when the plane flew over the sky of Beijing. Huge chimneys with black smoke. I immediately wondered if there were no emission control and what parameters were being monitored on that time.
Kong, what was checked in the chimneys about 10 years ago and what has changed today?
About this topic, I can say a lot has changed. In those years, only the dust, nitrogen oxides, and the sulfur oxides responsible for S3 were controlled. THC was also measured, but a direct method of analysis was not used. The sample was collected in containers and then transported to the laboratory for analysis. Furthermore, the measurement of THC was not considered important, and there was no environmental legislation that required its quantification. But now the situation has changed. Now everyone is talking about VOCs. The government paid more attention and is spending more money to control the VOCs emission. Also, in the past few years, we have had more and more regulations about VOCs emission. And as I know, in the next years, we will have new regulations. As you remember, a few years ago, most of the customers we visited, they even don't know too much about VOCs. But now the situation is totally different. Almost all of them, they know well about it, prefers to use different ways to measure NMHC. So for me, it's changed a lot during these years.
Kong, you mentioned the legislation before, but, you know, as far as regulation are concerned, I think we also have to consider that in Europe and in the US, there are two obligations. In Europe, to measure THC following the standards EN 12619. In the US, to measure the EPA 25N method, which also indicates, you know, the instrumental technique to be used, and in this case, it's represented by an FOID analyzer, right?
Yes, you are right. And our company, Huangkong, had a desire to introduce good environment monitoring instruments into China market, just like Polaris FID. Because we believe China environment monitoring will catch the step with other countries. We have always believed that it is essential to preserve the environment and the health of the population. Of course, the best method is to control pollutants. Only in this way we can control the actual quantity emitted and therefore adopt also the emission levels permitted in other countries. It was a very, very difficult job because there was no regulatory requirement for THC control. But we know that sometimes in China, you get the instrument first and later the regulation get published.
Oh, don't worry, that happens in Italy too.
Yes.
Talking about legislation, Carlo, I only can imagine the bureaucracy that you have to face if you want to enter a new market, like for instance, the Chinese one. You know, it can be extremely difficult to handle. How do you manage?
Oh, Julia, believe me, it was very hard. We had to undergo a long technical and bureaucratic work, and Huangkong was very good in this.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. We worked for the validation of our instrument, the Polaris FID, comparing with the results obtained with the laboratory instrumentation. We did a good job, we were lucky, and the analytical result pleased the technician a lot. But there was still no environmental legislation that required the measurement of THC using a portable instrument. And therefore, Wang Kong did an hard work to convince the government and the customer to try and use the Polaris FID.
Well, well done, Kong, then.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. And also, I still remember in those years, the most challenging thing was to prove how important it is to measure THC and AMHC. And it was also not easy to prove that our instrument is portable, safe, reliable, and accurate. Compared with the existing offline method, it can better reflect the real emission situation on site.
You said before that, you know, it's really important to preserve the environment and the health of the population. What, in your opinion, what do you think is the current public opinion in China regarding the environmental crisis?
People's consciousness on climate change is rising. The Chinese government is paying more and more attention to environmental protection. Since September 2013, April 2015, and May 2016, it has successfully issued action plans for the prevention and the control of gas, water, and soil pollution. With the in-depth study of air pollutants, there is a new understanding of VOCs and the THC, NMC, CH4 monitoring. Due to this two-way rush since 2016, many measures and standards for on-site monitoring THC, NMC has been issued. At the end of 2018, the regulation for portable monitoring instrument was published. National standards for monitoring methods of portable instruments are also being specified. We believe that China's environment will get better and better in the future. Realize the harmonious consistency of economic development and environmental protection.
Thank you for this insight into, you know, the Chinese reality, Kong. Carlo, as an external spectator, have you noticed any differences with the past during your last trip?
Oh, sure, Julia. I think a lot has changed over the last year, and I believe it is visible to the eye. I remember that the first time I went to China, the sky was gray and the buildings were hidden behind a blanket of smog. Today, the situation is completely different. You can grasp the change. The city of Qingdao, where Wang Kong is based, is a wonderful seaside city. Even the cities of Beijing and Shanghai have benefited from these changes. Over there, the air is very breathable and fresh now, only now. It is always a pleasure to go to China and spend time with our friend from Wang Kong Equipment is always very nice because we don't just work. But we have a lot of fun all together when we meet, and they always take me to visit very beautiful places in China.
Well, good to know then, lucky you, huh?
Yeah, Carlo, I'm very happy you enjoy it. And now in Qingdao, the sky is much bluer than before, and the city looks more beautiful than ever. We have a lot of good memory together in China. We visited Shanghai, Hangzhou, Jinan, and of course other cities. But the best is to drink Chinese wine together. I remember you got drunk many times in China, but we all feel very happy, and I honestly do miss that time.
Me too, Kong. And yes, the white wine. At the beginning, I thought it was a classic white wine, but in reality, it is a spirit. Using in China, even during lunch. And you know, you arrive at the end of lunch with a nice hangover.
Yes, however, I have photos and you have a lot of fun. And I believe we're gonna have more chance to enjoy the time and the Chinese wine together, because you know, we are not only selling the Polaris FID in China, we're also doing the promotion work of BTX instruments in China market.
Yes, absolutely. You are right, Kong. The BTX now represents the new challenge we will face together. In fact, Pollution had just released a new instrument that allows the measurement of BTX, benzene, toluene, xylenes, in both ambient air and chimney. It is a revolutionary instrument because it is so miniaturized. We know, Kong, for sure, we have to work very hard also in this case, because there aren't any official regulation to measure BTX. So we have to do the same job with it, with the Polaris FID.
Yes, I totally agree with you. We can do the same thing what we did a few years ago and do the tests and discuss with the customers and also try to find a regulation. And I'm pretty sure that together we will also win the challenge and we will win enough market in China.
Guys, it was absolutely lovely to listen to you two talking about the good old days and getting drunk together.
Yes,
<that's true. laughs> I think that the work that you and your team are doing is just amazing and absolutely impressive. Thank you to you both for being with us today.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Carlo.
Oh, thank you very much, Kong. Thank you very much indeed.
So today we talk about the environment, clean air and good wine. So I think that that's it for today. You can follow up our initiative on our website, pollution.it. And if you're interested in reading our white paper, you can find it on our website. Thank you again for being with us today. Talk to you soon. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by podcastfarm.co. Leader in business podcast productions.